Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Your future is waiting for you based on the actions that you take today, and the actions that you're taking today is helping create the future that you are desiring. There's a process behind everything. There's a journey that you have to go through. And as you're going through it, you're preparing to better your future. Your future is always in you. Yet when you start taking action for yourself today, you start preparing for something that you do not see. You start preparing for something that you do not understand. And you start preparing for your future. If this is your first time here, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit that subscribe and hit that like, because today we're talking about your future and how the actions that you're taking today is preparing you for your future success, for you to accomplish and walk into. So my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge podcast, we speak about personal growth, marketing tips, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing tips, because you have to plan for the future when you understand what you're doing for today. And so it's so important to recognize that your future actions come from the daily work that you're doing for yourself. And it's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. And just because it's difficult and challenging doesn't mean that you can't do it. Doesn't mean that it's not impossible. Doesn't mean that you won't come out even better. You see, when your future is waiting for you, you have to understand what you're doing today is preparing you for your future success. How can you have future success if you're not taking the action for yourself today? And see, when this thought came across my mind, I was like, what am I going to speak about today? What message am I going to deliver? And it hit me. I'm working on this film. I'm working on this project, and this project that I'm working on is something new that I've never done before. And so as I'm working on it, as I'm thinking about it, as I'm doing it, it's really opened my mind up in a different way that I'm not expecting. It's really like encouraging me to really keep going, because there's something that can come from this. Not only my story, not only the project, but it's something that can be really beneficial to show the process. To show that it's possible, to show that if I can do it, anyone can do it, if they're willing to do the work. So your future is waiting for you, because you have to be doing the work today. And that's the point. That's what I'm right up here, is that your future is waiting on you. Your future is waiting. Your future is waiting. And see, your future is waiting because you have to be the one that sees the opportunity for yourself. How do you get better if you're not becoming better? There's a saying that goes, if you want to do better, you got to be better. If you want to see better, you gotta have better. And when I start to recognize things in life that I was doing, I was understanding, I was preparing for my future. When I used to work at Walmart, and when I first started working at Walmart, I started working there as a cashier. And what I didn't know is that if you're the only male as a cashier, the only male is going to be pushing carts. So initially, they interviewed me for one position, but I ended up doing two positions. I was a cashier and I was a cart when the carts got empty at Walmart. And so as I'm a cashier at Walmart, when they come ask me, like, hey, can you go push some carts and bring them in? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? I was willing to do the work. And so as they're asking me, hey, can you go push the car seat to bring it back inside? I didn't recognize I was going outside in the heat. I didn't know I was going outside in the heat because I wasn't prepared to do that type of job, to do that type of work. I was prepared to be a cashier. I was prepared to scan the items. And see, at Walmart, when I was scanning the items, I was doing one job. I was preparing for the next position, for the next role, for the next station, because I was developing myself for me. And so as I was working at Walmart and I was a cashier, I didn't really enjoy it because my feet was hurting. I was just standing in one place. And as I'm standing in one place, like, I'm really bored. Like, you really just, you're scanning items. And even though you're scanning items, it's like, Jesus Christ, this is a lot. And it became a lot because it's something that I really didn't have a fulfillment for. Like, it didn't really feel me. And so as I'm working at Walmart, I'm recognizing, like, okay, maybe if I go outside, pushing Carson ain't that bad. Time will go by faster. I don't have to stand in one spot. I can actually be active. At the time, that seemed like a good idea. Until I went outside, and it was actually hot. And as I'm pushing carts, when I was working at Walmart, I was pushing the carts and I was sweating. So I remember one time I had a collar shirt on. I had to take that collar shirt off and wear my undershirt because I was sweating so much because I was working so hard. And so as I was there pushing the carts inside the building, I remember signing up for one position, but I ended up doing two. See, in life, you have to be prepared, or you're getting prepared for things that you do not know will come for you. See, your future is always there, and is waiting on you based on the actions that you take today, based on the work that you do for yourself. And so as I'm pushing the carts, well, one thing I'm learning that it's very hot outside. It's very, like, it's very humid. Like, I'm playing football back in high school, I was sweating really hard. And so as I'm pushing the carts in, first off, when I'm pushing the carts in, they can only be filled for so long, for a short amount of time before I have to redo what I just did again, redo the work again. And so as I'm observing that, I no longer was a cashier, I became the cart pusher. So every day I went into Walmart working there, I wasn't working at the cashier. I was working outside to push carts because they had limited cart pushers. And so what it taught me is that sometimes you have to do things that you don't like to recognize that it's something that is for you. So at the time, I didn't know it was for me because it was preparing me for my next position. And so when I was able to, when I worked there long enough, I was able to switch roles. I was able to get out from being a cashier and go to a different position in a different station. And it helped me because I saw the value that I have for myself. You see, when your future is waiting for you, you have to create your value. That's the first point I want to hit on, is that you have to create your value. Point number one, create your value. Create your value. And see, that's so important because when you're putting yourself out there and you're putting yourself out there to the universe and you're committing to the process, you're committing to the work that you're doing is going to show you if you're doing the right work. Because you can get better over time. As you're getting better over time, you're recognizing that you're building value for yourself because you see it within you. You see your potential within yourself. And so when I first started working at Walmart, I didn't have no value because I was learning more about myself. I didn't know how to negotiate. I didn't know how to ask for something that I had interest in because I just didn't know I could do that. And so as I'm there in the interview, I'm very excited to get this position, to get this job. I don't remember to ask questions on, like, how is the promotions going to go, or how can I move up in this position? How can I evolve and grow? I wasn't thinking about evolving and growing. I was just thinking about getting a job. See, my value didn't come from the interview. My value came when I actually did the work and recognized the value that I have for myself. See, when you create your value, you have to be willing to do work that you are not familiar with. You have to be willing to do work that you're not comfortable with doing. You have to do work that you didn't sign up for, to recognize that the work that you will sign up for is preparing you for your future. You see, everyone has a goal. Everyone has been put in a position that they don't like. And life shows you that you're in the right position because it's helping prepare you. And so as I'm working at Walmart, I worked at four different positions or four different stations. So if you've never been at Walmart, you got the cashier when you first walk in, and you got like the clothing, you got like electronics, you got the produce, you got the home department and the toys. Like, you got so many different departments that you can work in. Don't forget about Cap 2. Cap 2 is in the back stocking the shelves. And you have so many different positions that you can apply to. And when you apply to something, you're preparing for your future. See, when you get a job, you're discovering the value that you have for yourself, because you start doing things, or people start asking you to do things that wasn't really prepared for. You can't be prepared for everything that's in your life, because everything that's coming into your life hasn't been presented yet. Excuse me, hasn't been discovered yet. Hasn't been taught yet. You see, this is important because it shows that you are on the right path. When I was working at Walmart, I recognized the path that I was on for myself, because at the time, I didn't know I was preparing for my future. I was just going to work and going with the motion. I was going with the motion because I knew I had a job, so I had to show up. I had to show up and do the work, and as I'm showing up doing the work, I'm learning that I'm creating my value. Now, it wasn't until I was able to ask different questions like, can I work in this particular position? Can I work in this particular role? Can I work here? Can I work there? It got to a point where I was a car pusher every day, and I no longer was a cashier. And I got to a point where I got tired of it. And I went to go ask, can I change positions? Can I change roles? Can I change departments? Can I change something? Because I don't want to be no car pusher. I didn't sign up to be no car pusher. I signed up to be a cashier. But I wasn't a cashier. I was a car pusher at working at Walmart. And so when I was learning more about what I was wanting to do, when I went to go ask, can I do something else? Can I apply to a different position? They said, yeah. They said, yeah, you can apply to a different position. What position would you like to go to? I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking, I can pick. They said, yeah, what department would you like to go to, and we can see if his opening is there. I said, can I go to electronics? Can I go to electronics? That seemed pretty fun. Can I go to electronics? They said, yeah, you can go to electronics. And so I asked if I can go, and they said, yeah, because of the work and the value that I was creating for myself. Now, it took me time to build the courage up to ask, because I had to see the value in me. Like, I had to get to a point where I was tired of pushing carts, because that wasn't my job. I didn't sign up for that. How you gonna say I'm one thing and then make me do another? In life, you have to sign up for something and be prepared for a new thing that's gonna help prepare for your future. You see, life is so rewarding. Life is so special. Life is so meaningful, because the lessons that it has, it comes when you need it the most. It just takes time to recognize the lesson that's in front of you, because the lesson that's in front of you is so confusing. It's so frustrating. It's so overwhelming, because it's something that you do not want to do. See, when you're creating your value, you're doing things that you're not comfortable with doing. You're doing things that you didn't fully sign up with. You're doing activities that's pulling you in all kinds of different directions. And it's a struggle. And it's difficult, and it's hard. And see, in life, difficult and hard means that you're on the right path, because you have to learn how to create your value when your value is not even in front of you, when your potential hasn't even been discovered, when you don't even see what's in you because you don't see what's in the mirror. You see, me working at Walmart taught me that I can do and achieve different activities when I'm uncomfortable. And even though I'm uncomfortable, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. See, value means that you have potential. You have potential, but in order to pull your potential out of you, you have to be the one to discover it. I remember I was speaking to one of my good friends, and as I'm speaking to him, they said something that was so good. It was like right on spot. And they mentioned, they said, I see your potential. They were talking to me. I see your potential in you. Like, you're going to be great. You're going to be good. Like, you have potential. And so I just asked him, like, how you know I got potential? How you see that potential? How can you identify that potential? You see, like many of you, people saw something in me that I didn't recognize who I was. I didn't recognize my potential, because my potential was so confusing.
It was so blurry. It was so undiscovered because I wasn't discovering myself. You see, when other people saw my potential, it sparked the curiosity because I knew something was there in me. Yet I didn't know what the something was until I discovered what my value can be. And so as I'm working at Walmart, I'm learning about different ways to show up. Even though I was a cashier, I was asked every day to go push the cart. I didn't sign up to be no cart pusher, but I was doing the work. I was creating the value. I was seeing potential within myself. Many times in life, other people have to see our potential first for us to discover that we have something of value. You see, I didn't know what the value that I had, but the value that I was creating was coming from me doing the work. You see, when you're putting yourself out there, when you're showing up in different ways, in different positions, at different times, in different environments, the environment is going to show you that your potential can be your value because your value is being created. And when I start to really dive into myself, dive in into like what I was learning, what I was going through, what I was experiencing, it was showing me that I was on the right path. It was demonstrating that the path that you're on is going to be bumpy, it's going to be rocky, and even though it's rocky and bumpy, you can still get out on the other side. See, your value, when you create your value, you're believing in yourself, you're believing in your potential, you're seeing that you're able to do it. See, many people can't chase their dreams because many people don't want to chase their dreams. Why is this so important? Because you have to decide for yourself to discover what potential is inside of you. See, you have value, but it's understanding that the value that you have is going to put you in a better position that you can ever imagine. See, when I was working at Walmart, I got placed in different positions that I could ever imagine of me even working. I didn't know it worked out. I didn't know I had a thought of me working in different positions. I just knew I applied for the job. I applied for the position. I applied for the role. I got the job. I got the position. And then I start showing up. You see, the first thing in life is that you have to show up for yourself. You see, that's the most difficult thing to do because showing up for yourself is the most challenging thing there is. Because how do you know you're doing something right? How do you know you're doing something for yourself? How do you know you're bringing out your potential because you're doing something for yourself? How do you know that? You see, I start to question myself and the actions that I was taking because the actions that I was taking was coming from the actions that I was taking today. Was coming for the work that I was doing today. Your potential can only get discovered when you work on the value that you would like to create. Life shows you that when you create value, doors open. When you have no value, doors close. You see, prior to me getting a job at Walmart, I got fired a couple times. And when I got fired, I didn't really understand why I got fired. I just thought that was hate. Like, man, these people hating on me. Like, I literally just got fired, but I got fired twice. And when I got fired, I really just looked at myself. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong? I got fired twice. Not once, but twice. I have to be the problem. I have to be the issue. I have to be what the problem is. And so then I really started looking at myself and observing like what I was doing and how I was going by doing and handling myself. And as I start to recognize I was handling myself incorrectly because I was acting immaturely. You see, I got fired because I was acting immaturely. I got fired because I had no value. I got fired because I was so quick to respond. You see, when you have value, you think about the response that you're going to give. I didn't have that response because I wanted to react so quickly because my feelings got hurt. And I thought they had me messed up. You see, in life, sometimes you have to get messed up to learn that it's not, it doesn't matter that much. It doesn't matter that much because you're the one that's in control. I had to learn to be in control of my emotions and myself and the way I responded to things, the way I responded to adversity, the way I responded to things that I didn't agree with. I remember one time when I was working at the trampoline park. As I'm working at the trampoline park, I was a party host. I love being a party host. Like on the weekend, I love being a party host. And as I'm being a party host, I'm hosting different parties. I'm hosting different conversations. It's going great. It's going amazing. You get tips when you're a good server or when you're a good host. So I'm there present in the work because I'm there seeing and understanding the value that I have. Now, when you work at the trampoline park, you have to stand like on, like in the on the trampoline, and there's a space for you just to stand and walk around, just to make sure everyone's safe, everyone's not getting hurt. So when I was working at the trampoline park and I had these two different positions, I didn't like the one when I just had to walk around because I was bored. I wasn't unlocking my potential. I wasn't discovering my value. I just was bored. I just was walking around in a circle. And it was so much. I can only walk in a circle for so long until I fully just tone out. Before I fully just space out and just think about different things. And so as I was working at the trampoline park, I was looking forward to the weekend. Because I can come down from this box, I can come down from the safety team and be a party host. You see, when I started to be a party host, I had to learn customer service. I had to learn how to communicate. I had to learn how to be a service to the people that had a party. You see, the people that had a party, they had children, they had kids there, they had parents there that wanted to go have fun, but they wanted their kids to feel special. Yeah, and so as the party host, I had to be the one to make their kids feel special because it's your birthday. And so at the time, I didn't know I was preparing to handle and create value for myself when I started working at Walmart, because as I was working at the trampoline park, I was creating my value for myself. I was creating value of learning people, learning how to communicate, of being attentive and paying attention to everything. Because it taught me that if you see people, you're creating your value. If you understand people, you're creating your value. If you discover your potential, you're creating value. You see, I didn't know I was creating value. I just knew I had to work hard. I just knew I wanted to work hard. And even though I'm working hard, I'm still not seeing what my potential was. I'm still not identifying what this value is, because this value is something that's in me. And at the time, I didn't know it was value. It was called value. At the moment, I knew it was called belief. Like having belief. I knew it was called working hard. You need to work hard for what you want. And when you work hard for what you get, now you see now you reap what you sow. You're identifying what you have put out to the universe. And the universe is showing you different ways that you're growing and developing for yourself. You see, when I was working at the trampoline park, I was developing myself because I was learning how to communicate with other individuals. So when I started to work at Walmart, my value was created from the trampoline park because I was able to communicate in a way where people can fully understand me. But my potential has to continue to develop. My potential has to continue to evolve. My potential has to come out of me. You see, when you create your value, you're doing things that's causing you to grow. You're working that's forcing you to learn. You're identifying what you need to learn and learning it in a way that's going to help you be better. You see, to be better, you got to do better. And see, when you do better, you have to learn how to be better. And it goes hand in hand with one another, because if you're on the right path, if you're in your potential, if you're discovering your value is something that's going to always speak volume of you. How do you be great? Well, you learn how to see your potential. How do you become great? Well, you discovered your value. How do you continue to be great? You continue to do it every single day. See, showing up when you don't feel like showing up, when you're tired, showing up when you're exhausted, is so frustrating, because you have to do it when you don't even want to. You have to do it when you can be somewhere else, and as you're being somewhere else, you're relaxing, you're not working, and you're not really stressing your brain because you're able to relax. You see, when you create your value, you have to do things that's going to make you uncomfortable. You have to do activities that's gonna force you to grow in the way that's going to help you build. In a way that's going to help you build. How do you grow? How do you develop your potential if your potential is so tucked away inside of you? See, when I was working at Walmart and I started working in different positions, it was the same work ethic, the same perspective, same way of thinking, but it was a different way of working, because the way I worked at a cashier, I had to work differently because the skills was completely different from one another. As I worked differently from pushing carts in the cashier, working in electronics was completely different than being a cashier and working in a car pusher. Why? Because it's showing you that you have to learn skills for a particular potential. For a particular skill, for potential development. You can develop in multiple different ways. And when you have different positions that give you different results, that give you different lessons, give you different timing, it shows that you can grow and develop even more. You can't be afraid of growth, because growth happens when you don't even think about it. Growth happens without you thinking about it. You're growing in a way that you're not paying attention to, and as you're not paying attention to it, the way you grow matters the most, because you can outgrow yourself. Your thoughts never shut off. There's over 60,000 different thoughts that we think about as human beings, and that's a lot of thoughts to shut off our mind, shut off our brain, and shut down our body. But it's a lot of thoughts to keep us going, to keep us thinking, to keep us active, because as you're active thinking and doing, you're discovering your potential. Your potential is your value. When you start to see your value speaks before you even communicate out your mouth. Why? Because people can see your potential. And as people see your potential, you recognize what they're seeing. Because you see the same thing. You see the same thing because you're doing what they're speaking about. But you're just doing it in a way that's making you, that's pushing yourself, that's pushing you. You see, when you create value, you have to know that the value that you're creating is helping your future be more prepared. Because your future is always waiting for you. Your future is currently waiting for you at this moment. But how do you make today count for tomorrow? How do you make today count for next week? How do you make today count so there's no regrets? See, regretting potential means that you haven't discovered the potential that you have for yourself. Why is that important? Because in order to grow, you have to discover the type of potential that you have. Will it be easy? Like, everything in life ain't easy, but everything in life is worth it. So why can't you be worth your dream? Why can't your dream be worth pursuing? Because your dream is always something that you're thinking about. Your dream is something that you're always dreaming about. Your dream is something that's always going to be there. And the day that you pull your potential out, it's the moment that you recognize your dream. See, you dream in a way that you don't even think. And when you dream in a way that you don't think, you develop lessons is going to help you more in life. See, I want to look up the word value. I want to look up the word value so that way we can break it down to the T. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Value definition. It is the regard that something is held to desire the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Hold on. Worthiness and usefulness of something. You see, that's so important to identify, because as you are identifying what it means, you're able to see why it means that. You're able to recognize what your potential can be. If it was easy, everybody would be discovering their potential. But since it's not, it's a little bit challenging. Everyone's not discovering their potential, because there's levels to identifying the path that you like to go for yourself. You see, when you go on a path and a journey for you, what you're going through, you're creating your value. As you're creating your value, you're understanding that it takes time. You're understanding that it takes time, and as it's taking time, you're being and creating a better position for you. Getting in in a better position. Better position. There we go. Getting in a better position. See, the second point I want to discuss is the position that you're in matters because it shows the belief that you have for yourself. See, I remember I was playing football, and there's different positions, different roles, different places that one need to be. So I played linebacker, and when I played linebacker, I had to be in the middle of the field. And the way my stance was, the way my position was that I had to be in the middle of the field and help the D-line. If they was out of position, put them in the right position. If I was in the wrong position, put myself in the right position. And it really can speak to the team in a way that shows like, hey, you're supposed to be in this position. As you're in this position, I'm in this position. Since I'm in this position, they're in that position. You see, everything correlates with one another. Everything connects with one another because it's like you're connecting the dots as the position is getting set, as the position is getting discovered. See, when you connect the dots for your value and your potential, when you connect the dots, you're identifying the picture that you're creating for yourself. How do you get so better? How do you improve? How do you recognize? Well, you have to start small. You have to start with putting yourself in a better position because the position matters. The place matters, the environment matters because it shows that you are able to learn more about your potential because your potential is the value that you created for yourself. And in order to recognize the type of value that you would like to have, you have to be willing to do things that you didn't know that you could do. And the reason why that's so important is because you're showing that you can develop. You're proving to yourself that as you're developing, you're getting better. As you're getting better, you're learning more. I remember when I was working at Walmart and we put this, there was a machine that if you had boxes that broke down the boxes, you just put like the flat box in the machine. And as you, the more boxes you get, the more you flatten out the boxes and put in the machine, it eventually goes from empty to full. And as it's full, it has to be wrapped up in a specific way. And so I saw this picture that made me think about when I worked at Walmart. I was like, dang, that looked very familiar. And see, it looks very familiar from the value that I created. Excuse me. It looks very familiar from the value that I've created while working at Walmart. And so as we put the box in the flat boxes in the machine, now we have to close it so it can compact or smush the boxes so that the boxes is right there, but we have enough space to fully tie it up, to fully tie it up. And so at that time, you got to get a long wire and put it underneath the pallet. The pallet is a little plate that the boxes are on. You put it through, you feed it through, then you come on top, and then you put it, and then you tie it, and then you tie it, then you tie it. And then you do that 3 to 4 different times. But as you're doing that, you're securing the trash. You see, in life, you have to secure your potential because your potential is always in you. You see, when your potential gets full, you have to pull it out one box at a time. And as you're pulling out one box at a time, you have to know that you're pulling it out for yourself. How do you get better? Well, you start by putting value in. You start by putting work in. You start by doing work on yourself. And you put that in. And once you put enough work in on yourself, it starts to compound. It starts to build. It starts to come into a block where the block is so strong, where the potential is so sturdy, where your value is created because you're the one that's doing the work. You're the one that's showing why you're doing the work. And as you're doing the work, you're able to identify that even though all these boxes are smushed together and it's in one location, my value, my potential is so much special because I'm able to identify for myself. Your knowledge and your potential is smushed down inside of you until you start removing a box out of your mind, until you start moving action that you would like to do, until you start moving different boxes that you can discover for your potential. You see, when you tie the boxes up, you have to take it to a particular place. And then when you take it to a particular place, you have to use a dolly. You have to use something to put the pallet on. As you're putting the pallet onto something, you can crank it up just a little bit. You can crank it up because now you are on wheels. You're on wheels and you're able to move the pallet just a little bit easier. You see, you can only build value. You can only build your potential when you recognize the potential that you have for yourself. Now, if I tried to push the pallet by myself, it probably wouldn't have gone anywhere. And that's because I didn't create enough value to use the other tools. You see, in life, you have to use what you have, because as you're using what you have, you know that you can build the potential that you do not see and fully understand. You see, when you see your value, when you see your potential, there's a different level of belief that we have to go through. There's a different level of belief that's get discovered for us. There's a different level of belief that we can identify that we are on the right path. You see, when we do things for ourselves rather than the next person, the person that we're doing for in the mirror, we're able to grow in a way that's going to help us be better than we could ever imagine, that could ever think. You see, working at Walmart taught me that you have so many different skills, yet your skills come out in different times, at different moments, at different places. Because you have so many different skills. You've worked in so many different roles. And as you're working in so many different roles, you're gaining the confidence to believe that you can do anything you put your mind to. You can do anything you put your mind to, because when you put your mind to something, now you discover your potential. Now you're discovering and seeing your effort, because your effort is paying off. You see, when you get in a better position, you no longer play victim. You no longer play victim. You no longer find a way to be the victim, because there's no longer a victim that's stopping you from developing. That's stopping you from finding your potential. If it was so easy, why isn't everybody doing it? You see, when I really started to identify the type of value that I was bringing when I was working at Walmart, I had to believe that I had value to bring because of the work that I've done. And that's so important, because in order to grow in life, you have to start growing when nobody's looking at you. You have to develop on your own. And as you develop on your own, you have to know that it's gonna take some effort. It's gonna take some hard work. It's gonna take some trial and error for you to identify how you would like to develop, how you would like to discover your potential, and why they even matter. Why that even matter? I remember my first call that I had with someone. It was from I'm not gonna say her name online, but I met with this young lady, and we were speaking, the first thing that she said, she was like, "Terrell, I need the system, Terrell. I need to know how to do this thing. I need to know how to use this software." And at the time, I said it wasn't about the software that you need. It's not about the software. It's about learning more about yourself and creating value from you. You see, when you learn yourself, you can discover the value and potential that you have amongst yourself. Why is it so important? Because when you identify it, now you can work towards it. Now you can find different ways that can not only position you correctly, but it can position you in a way where you're using what you're good at because of something that you've learned how to do. You see, it's so magnificent to say that you have potential, because your potential is your skill. Your potential is your value. Your potential is something that others see that you do not fully understand. You can't understand everything when you just put your mind to doing something today. You can get better. You can improve. And see, when you get in a better position, you're no longer talking yourself down. You're no longer saying that I'm not good enough to do and discover my potential, because my potential was always in me. Now I just have to see what's the value that I'm bringing. You see, when you bring value, you create opportunity for yourself. It's kind of like a door opens when you don't know your potential, when you don't see your value. The door closes because you know you are the one that's not in control. You're not in control because you're not putting yourself in control of your dreams, of your potential, of your skills. Because there's something that's stopping you back. There's something that's keeping you from your growth. There's something that's stopping you, because as it's stopping you, you're not able to see your potential. You're not able to discover your potential. You see, when your future is waiting for you, because it's based off the actions that you're taking today. If everyone can do it, everyone will do it. And since everyone can't do it, everyone not doing it. Because it's challenging. Because it's hard. Because I'm comfortable. It's not the fact that you're comfortable. It's more so that you can't get uncomfortable to start growing for yourself. And that taught me that if I'm able to really develop more, if I'm able to grow more, if I'm able to learn more, why can't I discover new potential? Why can't I discover a new skill? Why can't I discover something about myself? You see, when you discover that your future is waiting for you, you have to put yourself in a better position to know that you can do what you're putting your mind to. You see, when I was working at Walmart, I was filling the boxes up. I used the first time I tied the boxes up with the metal strap. I kind of enjoyed it. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, I ain't never done it like this before. It's pretty cool. Then I got to doing it. every week now. I'm like, there's no way. There's a lot of people working in the back of Walmart. But every time I come back, this machine is filled. But I'm constantly tying it up. I'm constantly feeding it through the pallet. As I'm feeding it through the pallet, I grab it on top. And we tie it up. And then we put it on the pallet. Crank it up just a little bit. Then we take it outside. Then we put it in the bag. And then we drop it off. And then we walk back. You see, the reason why I'm able to explain that is because I did it so many times. You see, when you discover your value and your potential, it becomes easier to show because people are seeing the value that you can bring. Now, when I was bringing the value for Walmart, bringing the value and potential out of myself for me was a tad bit challenging because I didn't know what I wanted to be. I didn't know what I wanted to pursue. I didn't have an idea of the value that I can have. I didn't know that. And I was learning what value even was. You see, value is something that you're creating and working on every single day. How do you get better? Well, you get better by doing the work and understanding that the work that you're doing is preparing you for your future. If I would have known that I would be here today, when I started working at Walmart, I potentially would have did something differently. If I can go back and change time, I probably would start making videos a lot sooner. I probably would start recording, making different podcast episodes a lot sooner. Because it is good to see the growth within yourself. It's good to see the progression. It's good to see the development. It's good to see how one is changing for themselves. And as you're seeing that, it's like, oh, I remember that. I remember when I was starting to find my potential. And as I was finding my potential, I was learning more about myself. You see your value, you create your value, is something that grows within you. It's something that grows alongside of you. It's something that doesn't stop growing because it's constantly working. Your value is being created because you're constantly showing up. Now, the reason why that's so important because there's a process behind everything that we go through. And as we're going through it, we're recognizing that we can do it. We can do it. It might be a little challenging, but we can do it. When I start working at Walmart, it might seem a little bit boring, but I can do it. When I start pushing carts, it might seem a little bit hot, but I can do it. When I start working at the electronics department, it might seem a little bit boring, but I still can do it. You see, your potential is just saying that you can do what you do not like to do. Because as you're doing what you don't like to do, you start to do what you do like to do. Because there's a process behind everything. Someone has to start below. Someone has to start at the bottom. Correction, everyone has to start at the bottom. Because in order to get to the top, just like Drake said, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. What if you like something, but it doesn't give any value in your life or anywhere, but you like doing it? Should you keep doing it or should you stop? That is a great question, Prince. In my opinion, I believe you should keep doing it. But you have to determine the type of value, or what type of value are you looking for. If you can identify it's something that you like doing, not bringing you the value that you're looking for, what are you looking for? What are you hoping to get out of it? Is it enjoyment? Is it lessons? Is it growth? Is it something that you do as a hobby? You have to learn how this is fulfilling you and how it's preparing you for your future. And when you can identify that, it's not a matter of if it's bringing value to you, it's how it's bringing value to you. And so when you start to recognize how it's serving you and how it's bringing out your potential, your value, your work, you keep doing it because you're doing it for yourself. When you do it for yourself, now you actually see, like, I like doing this, but what is it bringing to me? What is it doing for me? For instance, the reason why I like making podcasts is because I'm able to share my different stories, my different experience, and give a message, give a topic, give a point that can potentially help someone. I have a big mission to help 1 billion people to start believing in themselves. But in order for me to start helping people believe in themselves, I have to start believing in myself. So the value that I'm doing with creating podcasts and having different topics to talk about or speak about is that I'm able to show the process. See, in life, you have to see the value that you have and recognize it as a process to know why it's valuable. And when you recognize why it's valuable, Prince, you understand that you're doing it for yourself. So discover what the value is that you're looking for, and as you're looking for it, it will show that you're either on the right path, or you're on the right path, but you're doing it in a different way. But once you identify why you're doing it, you'll discover more of the value that you're bringing, and you'll discover more of the value that you're bringing with the potential that you're creating for yourself. So that was a great question, Prince. So, when you get in a better position, you start at the bottom. And just because you start at the bottom doesn't mean you're going to always stay at the bottom. See, Drake wasn't, when he started rapping, when Drake started making music, he wasn't what he is today. He had to get good. He had to get great. Excuse me. But he had to do the work. He had to be willing to do the work. Started from the bottom. Now we're here. See, to get at the top, you have to be willing to start at the bottom. You see, when I was in the Marine Corps, there's different ranks from E1 all the way up to E9. I got out as an E4, but I had to start as an E1. See, there's a process, there's levels that you have to go through to get to where you would like to be. Your future is waiting for you because your future comes from the actions that you're doing today. So what if you don't like a thing for this moment, for this second, for this month? You can start doing something new to help prepare you to learn what you like. For instance, I don't like eating okra. I don't like okra. Okra is so nasty to me. It's nasty to me because of the texture. Like, I don't like the texture. The okra is nasty. That texture is disgusting. But I know people who like it. Oh, okay. Thanks for your word. Absolutely, man. Thank you for the question, bro. And I know people who like okra. And just because they like okra doesn't mean I have to be the one that like it. But how do I know I like it? How do I know I don't like it? Because I've tried it. See, when you try things and you don't have a value, or not necessarily a value, if you don't have a passion for it and it's not really like bringing you fulfillment, you can do something else. You can do something else. When I was working at Walmart and I was supposed to be cashier, my job title was cashier, but I'm outside pushing carts, so I guess I'm a cart pusher. As I'm pushing carts, I just got tired of it one day. I said, this is not the position that I signed up for. This is not the position that I wanted to do. This is not the position. Now, even though it's not the position, I can leave. Well, I wasn't going to leave to go get another job, because in Walmart, they got like different departments. I'm just going to ask, like, can I go to a different place? Can I be in a different, like, department? Because I don't like being upfront, but I have to keep it. So I don't like that. But I tried it. I tried it. I didn't like me going to work every day and me coming back home sweating like I just got off the football field. Like I just got done practicing and running and hitting. Like, no. I'm pushing carts. And as I'm pushing carts, I'm sweating. Like, my shirt was like, you ever seen a white shirt and you get some a bucket of water, you throw the shirt on the water, and it's like seeping through. That's how my shirt was. My shirt was wet because of my shirt of my sweat. But I knew I didn't like that. I did it for a long time. I pushed cars for a long time, but I didn't like that. And so when I spoke with the person that hired me, I'm like, I want to do something else. I want to keep pushing cars. I want to do something else. Because this ain't for me. Luckily, they got different positions. Prince say, what do you think about, like, let's say I have an opportunity, but in order to take the opportunity, I have to ask for a favor from someone. Should I take the opportunity? But I know that if I take that opportunity, I will be doing good. The key thing that you just said, the key thing, Prince, if you still, listen, the key thing that you just said, Prince, was that I know that if I take that opportunity, I'll be doing good. Yes, if you know for sure that you're taking the opportunity for yourself, ask. And here's why. You just brought up a good memory. Great questions. When I was younger, and I wanted to go to my friend's house. When I was younger, I grew up in a single-parent household. My mama, she raised three boys by herself, and she was very strict. She's very mean. But she had to be mean because she was raising three boys, right? So as I got older, I understand just a little bit more. And so when we was younger, I remember when I wanted to go do something, go outside, go play, go have fun, I was afraid to ask my mama, like, can we go outside? Can we go outside and play? Can we go outside and go to the store? Can we go do something that involves us leaving the house? I was so nervous to ask the question that I never asked the question that day. And even though I was nervous, I was more so scared because I didn't want her to say no to me. I didn't want her to say no to me, so I didn't ask. So I told myself no. And so even though I told myself no, if I still wanted to do it, I didn't do it because I was talking myself out of it. And then it was one day when me and my twin brother, we was talking one day, we was joking around. He said, man, go ask. Go ask, like, what's the worst that she can say? What's the worst that she can say? I'm like, H no. I'm like, hell no. The worst she can say is, heck no. Okay. What's the best thing she can say? Yeah. So then, Prince, check this out. So then, when I start to build the courage up to ask, when I asked, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be because she ended up saying yes. So you just have to ask. If you know for sure it's something that you know will benefit you, that you know is something that will build your value, Prince, you got to do it. You got to go ask. You have to build that courage up to go ask, because as you're asking, you're doing it for yourself. It's okay to be a little bit selfish. It's okay to be like, I want to do it for myself because I know it's going to pay off. When you know something, you're for sure or something for yourself, you do it, even when you are afraid, even when you are scared, even when you're nervous, and even when your heart is beating and it's about to come out your chest. So you're on the right path, Prince. You're on the right path. Ask that question. Ask the opportunity. If they say no, check this out, Prince. If they say no, just go to somebody else. As difficult as that sounds, there are only one answer. But you can go to someone else if it's not like your parents or something like that. But you can work with that. If they say no the first time, okay, just take a break. Take a couple days. But ask again when you create the value and show like, hey, I'm doing this and I see it. I see the potential. Can I go do this? Sometimes you just have to keep proving it to yourself first, before others can see what you're doing and see your potential. So hopefully that helped, Prince. The last point I want to hit on is that you have to do it for yourself. Prince, shout out to you, man. This one for you. Do it for yourself. Ah, there we go. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. And see, the reason why you're doing it for yourself is because you're giving yourself permission to be great. You're giving yourself permission to discover your value. You're giving yourself permission to recognize your potential. Now, I want to look up the word potential. No, what is it? Value. Value. I'm going to look up the word value again. And then I'm going to look up the word potential. So, the definition of value is the regard that something is held to deserve the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. See, that's the definition of value. Let me read the one of, what is it called? Better position. What was it called? It was value and something else. But anywho, I can't remember the word that I just used. Value, the regard that something is held to deserve the importance, Prince, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. So if it's worth it to you, it's worth pursuing. It's worth achieving. It's worth accomplishing. Nice, man. Thanks for guidance, man. Absolutely, bro. Thank you for your question, man. And so when you do it for yourself, you have to identify that it's worth it to you. If you don't convince yourself that it's worth it, the value won't be there, because the value will not be shown in a way that can potentially help you discover your future and prepare for your path. Because life is going to be challenging regardless of the fact. It's going to be challenging to the point where it's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense. In life, it should not make sense until you learn why it's making sense. You see, keep the good work. I'm sure you'll make a... Keep the good work, man. I'm sure you'll make it big. May God bless you. May God bless, bro. I appreciate it, Prince. And see, when you do it for yourself, check this out. Asking for permission to chase your dreams is completely different than asking for permission to go outside. And it's completely different. And see, the reason why it's different, check this out. The reason why it's different from asking permission to go outside, because one, you're getting permission to go do something that involves activity. So when I was younger, I wanted to go do something. I wanted to go outside. I wanted to go play and have fun. So I was nervous to ask. So I had to ask for permission. And when my mama said no, it hurt my feelings. When my mama said yes, it made me feel good. But see, when I stopped asking myself for permission to chase my dreams, to chase my value, to chase what I have inside of me. Check this out. This one is deep right here. I started to do it for myself. Because I no longer asked, can I chase my dreams? My dreams became my actions, because my actions became the work that I was doing for myself. See, I was preparing for my future when I didn't know what I was doing the work without me understanding how the work was going to pay off. You don't need to know how it's going to pay off. You just need to be willing to do the work. See, in school, when I was in school, I had to ask for permission to go to the bathroom. I had to ask for permission to go outside. I had to ask for permission to go to the counselor. You see, when you get in life, when you get in a position, when you stop asking yourself for permission, you start doing the work that's going to show the value that you have for yourself. My name is Gracie. I have a wheelchair and I'm 18 years old. Gracie, I said that right. Gracie, wow. 18 years old. And you still dream. And you can start dreaming early. 18 years old is magnificent age. Because you know why? Gracie, because the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. I understand you are in a wheelchair. The sky's the limit. Don't limit yourself, because when you see the value that you have, the potential that you're creating is coming from the belief that you have within yourself. Gracie, just know you can do it, and as you're doing it, it's going to be a little bit challenging. But that's life. Life is challenging. As life is challenging, just know that you're getting in a position that's going to prepare you to take off. It's going to prepare you for your future. It's going to show that even though that is scary, even though you're seeking approval, that's what it's called. I want to ask for permission to seek my dreams, to follow my heart. You're seeking approval because it's something that you don't fully believe in. You see, when you fully believe in something, you stop asking for permission. You start doing it for yourself. See, Grayson, when you start doing and chasing your dreams at the age of 18, just imagine what you can do when you start believing the actions that you're taking. Is it scary? Absolutely. I'm not going to even sit here and say that it's not scary. It's scary to start believing in the actions that you would like to take. See, Prince earlier, he said, I know for a fact this is something I need to do. I know for a fact. You see, in life, people might see your potential until you recognize the value that you have for yourself. The potential would just be stored away because it's not stored in a way where it can be brought up to the in life. It's where it can be brought out of you. See, when you prepare for your future because your future is waiting on you, you start doing the work today because the work matters even more. The work matters today because time keeps going. Time keeps evolving. Time keeps displaying. And one thing, my favorite show growing up was The Flash with Barry Sanders. I used to love that show. I used to love watching that show. Barry Sanders, when he used to go back in the past and try to fight his demons, try to fight his enemies, and try to fix time and try to fix the future. He wasn't good at succeeding, but he was good at trying. And even though he went back in time, the time that he went back, it didn't make a difference because it messed up the future. But Barry knew. Barry Sanders, The Flash, aka The Flash, he knew that if he tried, all he has to do is try. If he tried, he could potentially change the future. You see, if you try, you could potentially prepare for your future. And just imagine how you're getting prepared for it. See, the answer is not going to show you why you're getting prepared for something. The actions that you're taking today will show you in the future. It will show you in the future because you are the one that's doing the work. Prince say, sorry, we'll have to stay a little bit longer, but I have some work. But you have earned a subscriber. Don't let anything bring you down. Keep up the good work. Goodbye. Hey, Prince, man, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it, man. And I appreciate your kind words. You see, life shows you that when you show up and you believe in yourself, when you believe in yourself, you start doing the work that you have for yourself. You see, your future is waiting for you because your future is not today. Your future is not today. Your future comes from today. I can't predict tomorrow. I can't predict next week. I can't predict next month. I let alone can't predict next year. But the work that I do today, it matters. That's going to get me in better position for next year. It's going to help me. Like I mentioned earlier, I have a mission. I have a purpose. I have a goal to impact 1 billion people, to help people start believing in themselves and start chasing their dreams. Excuse me. That's a big dream. 1 billion people. That's a lot of zeros, but it's a lot of impact as well. I want to impact people, but I can only impact people if I learn how to do it for myself first. Gracie say, I need to cry because I'm grieving. Because I did have a friend who is in heaven now. Her name is Dolores. Hopefully I said that right. Dolores. And Gracie, that's okay. That's okay. My lady, she's grieving. And I told her and I mentioned, I said, you have to grieve. You have to let your you have to give yourself time to grieve. You can't be better overnight because it happened to you. Like, losing someone is a big deal. Like, you have to process your emotions, process what you're thinking, process what you're going through. Because what you're going through, you have to feel that. You have to feel that Dolores is watching over you now. Why? Because that's your friend. Gracie, that's your friend. She's watching over you and she's watching you in different ways that you wouldn't even expect. That you wouldn't even imagine. That you can't even think. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it's so meaningful. First, I do want to say thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Second, I do want to say that you just have to give yourself time. Give yourself time to grieve, to heal, to work with the grief rather than against it. Because there's a process that goes on behind your journey. Your journey is something that shows that you are worth it. See, your future is waiting for you because your future shows that you are worth it. You are worth it because you are the one that matters. You are worth it because your dream matters. You are worth it because the work that you're doing, the actions that you're taking, is putting you in a better position for your future because you're giving yourself time. So Gracie, I'm sorry to hear that. Sending my condolences to you. But give yourself some time. Give yourself some time to grieve. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be next week. Like, literally give yourself time. And it's going to help you not be so hard on yourself. Because there's a process behind everything. There's a process behind life. And the reason why the process is so important is because you have to learn how to be kind to yourself. Give yourself time. Feel your emotions. And feel it in a way what's going to potentially help you more. Gracie, again, thank you for sharing that. Sending my condolences to you. And your future, you can't predict what happens. Even though The Flash was a good movie, was a good TV series, he saw the present and he went back in the past to change it. But it didn't work for him. You can't change what has already happened. I remember in the TV show with The Flash, I remember him losing his mom. And he lost his mom at a young age. And so when he got older and got powers and became a superhero, he's saving everybody in the world. But when it comes to saving himself, he want to go back to the past and change what has already happened. But you just can't change the past, because every time he went back, there was some complication that stopped him from changing the past. The present is what matters. The present is what matters. Gracie said, but I'm trying to hold my tears in right now. You're trying to hold your tears in. Sometimes you just have to let them go. Because as you're letting them go, you're learning to heal. It's hard to hold your tears back. It's hard to do that. Try to let them go. Try to feel your emotions. Try to recognize what you're going through. And when The Flash was, when he kept going back to change the past, it was difficult for him because you just can't go back and change the past, regardless of if you have powers or not, regardless of if you can control time or not. You see, when you understand that your future is waiting for you, you start to create your value from today. Today's matter. Because today is a place where you can start growing. Today is the time where you can start doing the work. Today is the time where you can start healing. Gracie, you can start healing today because your future is waiting for you. You see, when it's time to get in a better position, time is going to show you that you're on the right path. And as you're on the right path, you're doing the best that you can do. Give yourself some time. Give yourself a moment. Like, don't hold your tears back. I remember when I was younger. My mama, I was raised by a single mom again, and she was raising three boys, so she was very strict. Okay. And every time my feelings got hurt, every time I got hurt, every time my brothers was bullying me or beating me up, I started to cry. But then my mama say, "Boy, you better stop crying. Boy, you better stop crying." So I learned how to stop crying. So then, when I got older, I learned how to stop crying so much, I forgot how to cry. Because I was suppressing my emotions for so long. Not knowing that I was getting in a bad position because I wasn't bettering the position I was in. So then I had to learn how to work with my emotions, work with what I was going through, work with what I was experiencing. And it made me be more appreciative of my emotions. It's okay to cry. And you're not a bad person because you want to cry. And so when you recognize that, you have to do it for yourself. As you're doing it for yourself, you're releasing what you're holding on to. You're releasing what you're holding on to, and it matters even more for yourself. It matters even more for yourself. And your future is waiting for you because of the work and the value that you're creating today. And if you got value from this, if you got value from this talk, if you got value from this topic today, leave in the comment your what is your biggest takeaway from this topic, from this conversation. Leave in the comments and make sure you subscribe. Make sure you send this to the friend. Send this to a friend that says, I want to pursue something. I want to do something for myself. I want to believe in something. But as I'm believing in something, it's a little bit challenging. Send this video to the first friend you just thought of and say your future is waiting for you. And this video will help you explain why it's waiting. So send this to them. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like. And what is one biggest takeaway that you got from this topic if you stay towards the end? I appreciate y'all. Gracie, I'm sending my condolences to you. Prince, I appreciate you for coming and asking questions. I appreciate everyone that has joined. I appreciate y'all. Then I'll see y'all later on.